The Dramatist by Ken Bruin, read by Michael Deehy. Disc 1.
Lemsip and Greek yogurt. That was my daily fare. The Lemsip for the flu I thought I had. Intermittent sniffles were more likely a throwback to the amount of coke I'd done, but I wasn't admitting that. The yogurt, because I'd read it was good for you. At least I think I had. All those live cultures destroying bacteria. Add a spoon of honey, and it's not half bad. Truth was, my stomach was a mess, and the bios eased it a bit. For 6 months I'd been clean and sober. Though if sobriety is related to sanity, I didn't qualify. Not a drop of alcohol had crossed my lips in that time. I hadn't quit coke from any desire to clean up. My dealer got busted, and I wasn't able to find another source. I felt so bad without the booze, I figured to kick the coke too. You're on a roll, go for it. The deadly trilogy, booze, coke, and nicotine. The years I'd wasted with them. I was still smoking, though. I mean, give me a break, wasn't I doing pretty damn good? Give or take another block of time, who knew? I'd maybe stop the cigs too. But the weirdest thing, the down in the crazy pool most amazing thing, I'd begun going to mass. Phew, oh. Figured that. One Sunday, gasping for a drink, sick of my own company, I'd walked into the cathedral. Sonny Malloy was singing, and wow, that was a blast. So I went again. It had got to the stage where the priest, now nodded, said, "See you next week." I liked to sit at the back, watch the sun come creeping through the stained glass windows. As the light spread across the...